מהתונה ביודו, כבסי קיימנו, שליקים את המוסרים, ולמעבי סעדי, הפמודה דהן פרסוי לא שיגורי משקרי, והחלתי קרקוס, כבו משקרי. So we saw that everybody agrees, the Talmidim who say that the Eidim are being mode, so they're not correct. But everybody agrees that it's the Balda that's being mode. I had a suffix and I was noted in one direction that I want to be closer on. As far as how to understand what is, what the Eidim are doing once the guy is being mode. So I said, and I think, I don't know if I use the term about Eidim Yavin, I said that I was there in the Rajba, when the Rajba is saying that when you have Eidim of Shtar Parsa'a, so then in such a case, through the Hoda'a, the Eidim of Shtar Parsa'a are significant and it becomes a Shtar. Or, I said, and this is how I was known then, that the way which Parsa works is that Eina Hanami, the Eidim, the Shtar Parsa are a zero. But even though it's a zero, nevertheless, when it comes to the Hodah, once I call Eidim Asira over, and I give over a Shtar that has Eidim of Parsa, then that shows that I'm giving significance to this Shtar. Eina Hanami, your Shtar Parsa is entire puzzle. It's a zero, zero. Remember we use the Lashon zero times zero? But once I'm doing it in front of a Shtar Parsa, with in front of Eidim, that's going to be enough. So I ultimately said, well, if you have the words Vishtar Ma'aliyah like you do in the brackets, use the Masada Rav Kook edition now, the Vishtar Ma'aliyah in the brackets, so then in such a case, then I can't say my shtar. But I conveniently left out Vishtar Ma'aliyah, and then I said it's not a shtar at all. Or I entertained another possibility. So it turns out that my possibility is incorrect. The pshat that I had said is not the correct pshat, the one that I was noted towards, and the correct pshat is the other possibility. And that is to say that when you have Eidim of Shtar Parsa, so then somehow when you do Mesira, then that creates validity to the Shtar. Number one, Yisrael pointed out correctly. If you take a look in the Ramban uses the Lashon at the end of his piece. I don't know if I have the Ramban in front of me. Thank you. In the Ramban at the end of his piece, the Ramban says, "Mishum achi kosher to havele karkos." So according to my chat, why does Ramban use the expression kosher? What does he mean, "Mishum achi kosher to havele karkos"? What does he mean that it's kosher, that it's like karkos? According to my chat, you shouldn't call the shtar kosher. You should say that it's a kinyan, that the Eidim Mesira could be able to be made on a das baldin. But to call it kosher sounds like that's going to be a shtar kosher. That's raya number one. It's a shtickel raya. It's not a bomb on me, but then I saw that there's a rishon that says mafurish not like me, and like Yisrael. And by the way, then Yisrael in Chazara said that you could read the whole Rajba with the brackets. Based on this, then you're going to be able to read the whole Rajba with the brackets. If you take a look in the Ritva, you see that I'm wrong. The Ritva, Daf Yud Aleph. Again, at least I was, to make myself feel better, at least I was Masupa. And I was Masupa and I was noted to one direction. If you take a look in the Brown edition, it's the Ritva on page Kav Gimel. Dibra Maskel Vahanachon, the Ritva says it the way Yisrael wants to say. And that is, and it's clear to me that this is all coming from the Grand Rebbe, the Ramban. Again, for some reason, the Rajba and the Ritva both don't quote that they're quoting the Rebbe, the Ramban. Vahanachon, the Shtar Parsa, Shtar Hevyutu. Uminadin, Shtar Shinasa Vehadi Kosher, Ilav Taimad the Chashin Lashikro Bari Navshayim. So he says, Beferish, that a Shtar Parsa is a Shtar Kosher. However, we're Choshesh from Meshachri. V'kima de Masrin Alei Ba'afi Sadi Yisrael Lava Lamalva Ha'odi the high Shtar Alav Kosher. He's being moda that this Shtar is not Kosher. La Sheker, who is not Sheker? Which is Mela not Kosher. Mela Kosher. V'kima shekein ashtar chosher legamri. The fear is not like the lashon of the Ritva is v'kima shekein ashtar chosher legamri. So even though ashtar parsoy is possible, but if you find the way to show that I believe these shtar, these eidim, then it becomes ashtar chosher. And then he says, even the Feirish not like me, even more. Then he says, and the fact that you're able to collect is not because of the Eidim, like I wanted to say, that there's Eidim on the Hodah. But the shtar itself is kosher. So the mesira in front of Eidim shows that I believe these parsai, and the mela my Hodas Baldin makes it a shtar kosher. If that's so, Yisrael Tainas, you could read the whole brackets. The truth is, the brackets are still difficult. Because Shtar Mecher is difficult in the brackets. That's still hard to be positive. What's the right about maybe you're meaning? But that's less important, because at the end of the day, clearly there was a Ksav Yad that didn't have those brackets. But my pshat, even with the Ksav Yad, is still not the MS, because the Rabban says kosher, number one. And number two is the Ritva is mamish black on white. That the shtar is kosher. There's no reason to believe that the Rajba was disagreeing with the Rabban. The Ritva was disagreeing with the Rajba and the Rabban. And therefore, it seems that we just have to tweak the pshat that we had said yesterday. And that everything we said yesterday in the Rajba is right with one change. And that is that the way in which the Eidei Mesira work is if I have Eidei Mesira by a shtar parsa, so then, there in such a case, in that case, when it's done with the Eidei Mesira, then the halacha is that the shtar becomes kosher. So now let's put in the big picture. Let's put everything back in the big picture. Comes along Taisis, and Taisis says that we paskin la halacha that when it comes to shtar shtaros, Eidei Mesira work. And I'll prove it to you. Because a shtar parso, which is paso, Eidei Mesira work. Comes along the Rajba. Now, according to Yisrael, the Rajba's teretz is more cut and dry than my teretz in terms of how the teretz works. The teretz is, the Rajba is saying that no, the reason why this shtar is kosher is because of the Eidei Hasira, not because of the Eidei Mesira. But since shtar parso were normally choshesh that these guys are meshaker, if you have a mesira, an Eidei Mesira, if I call the Eidei Mesira over, that shows that over here I don't have a chash meshaker of these Eidei Mesira. And then it becomes like our kos, a shtar of our kos, and a shtar of our kos is going to be kosher. I'll take one hour for Chaim Tzvi and then I'm going to move on, because this was yesterday's sugya. And I realized Yisrael came over last night, and I told him, I hear what you're saying. And then this morning, I saw the Ritva, and I realized more than just that I hear what he's saying, that what I said is not the emes in the Rajba. It's clear that what he said is the emes and not what I said. Yes. Good? Okay. Rabosai, now let's go on to the next part of the book. We are continuing in Roman numeral 1, even though Tosus begins to talk in Roman numeral 3. Again, what's Roman numeral 1? Roman numeral 1 in the Tosus, let's review our whole Tosus. Roman numeral 1, Tosus has a discussion, three massive shas sugyas. Number 1 is, when it comes to shar shars, can we pass on the gurbalaza? That's in the rear view mirror. That's number 1. Number 2 is, Roman numeral 2, is that do you need to have Eidei Mesira if you have Eidei Hasim according to gurbalaza? Tosus claims that you do. We haven't discussed that at all. That, Emir Tzoshan, is the biggest shas sugya of the three shas sugyas, and that will be next week, Emir Tzoshan. Then in Roman numeral 3, Tosus starts a new topic, which we're not going to discuss, and then he comes back to Roman numeral 1, the Hainu, says Tosus that Rabbeinu Tam held that Rebbe Meir, who's not our subject at all this week, we're leaving Rebbe Meir, he was our subject a month ago, Rebbe Meir will hold that even though you say the Chasim Akaris, you still need Eidim to witness the mysterious Hagar. Why? Because of Ein Dabar Shebe'er Rapapas Mishnai. And then Tosus comes back to Roman numeral 1, even though he's talking about Roman numeral 3. Let's see it inside. Va'od, four lines to the bottom. Duragel Rabbeinu Tam Lomar. It's interesting lashon. Rabbeinu Tam was accustomed to say, "Da'afilu Rabbi Meir boy eidim b'shas l'sinas haget eidim shemer pachus mishnay." That, by the way, this klal is going to be important for Roman numeral one, and that is this concept of ein dover shemer pachus mishnay. You know what? Let's preempt our entire sugya by already now turning to kedushin daf samachay am abeis. That's the makar of this gemara. Could someone pass my kedushin? The gemara says in kedushin on daf samachay am abeis hamikadesh be'ed echad. If someone's mekadesh be'ed echad, is it going to be kosher or not? There's a machloikis amurayim. Thank you. There's a machloikis amurayim whether it's kosher or not. That's a machloikis. Says the man d'amar Rav Kahana, who says that the halacha is a mekadesh be'ed echad is not kosher. I'll tell you why it's not kosher. The reason is, says the Gemara, is because we have a zera shava davar davar mimama. How does the Gemara say it? Actually, Rav Papa, who disagrees with Rav Kahana, says, I know why you hold that there would be no reason that we should be chosh for Kedushin Eid Echad. The reason is because you're thinking that the logic is we have Xer Shavu Davar Davar Mamon. Who can tell me what's Xer Shavu Davar Davar Mamon? Who knows a little bit of Tanakh the way Chazal understood Tanakh? No? Yes? What does the Bible say? What? Oh, we need. I'm asking for a quote from Apostle. Yes. Oh, one place it says Alpishnai Meidim Yakum Davar. Right. That's in regards to Mamonos. It says Davar. And Kimatzavah or Kimatzavah. Kimatzavah there Ervas Davar. So over there it says Kimatzavah Ervas Davar. Also says Davar. Chazal learning Zer Shava Davar Davar Mi Mamon. Since we have Davar when it comes to Gerishin, and we also have Davar when it comes to. When it comes to Mamonos, so Chazal understand it's not only a halacha by Gerushin, but rather it's a halacha Dover Sheva Erva, all case of Erva, and we have a Xer Shava that tells us Ein Dover Sheva Erva, Pachos Mishnayim. This is the Gemara on Kedushin Samachem Abeis. We will be Ma'ayin in different parts of the Gemara itself, but again, it's interesting. Rav Kahana says, Mekadesh Be'edach for the Kedushin. Is not a kedushin because davar shever pachas mishnayim, and it's Rav Papa who says that you are choshesh lekedushin, and he says to Rav Kahana, I know why you're saying it because everybody knows davar davar mimamon. I'll tell you why davar mimamon doesn't apply. So that we're going to see shortly in the Gemara what's his response. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam says as follows: since we have a davar shever pachas mishnayim, zokdei the Rabbeinu Tam. Then Rabbi Meir is also going to agree. Even though you have Eidei Chasiyim Vakarasi, you're going to also need Eidim of Davar Sheberba. That will be Roman numeral 3, which we'll discuss at the end of next week. Then Tosos, once he does that, he backs back into Roman numeral 1 because it's related to Roman numeral 3. Continues Tosos, and Tosos says as follows. V'chein shtar matnas karka o shtar mecher shehu lekini karka. Just like I got through saying that according to Rabbi Meir, Eidei Chasima is not going to be enough, and you're going to need Eidei Mesira because of this halacha of Davar Sheberva. Similarly, the inverse applies to Rabbi Lazar as well. The Rabbi Lazar holds, once we say Eidei Mesira Karsi, so then if you're going to have shtar matnas karka, when you want to do a kinyan, then it's not going to work l'Rabbi Lazar if you do ashalo nasnu b'fnei edim. So the parallel is, we're not interested in Rabbi Meir, just understand the structure. The parallel is that according to Rabbi Meir, you're going to need witnesses to see by get, but not by karka. Rabbi Lazar, who holds Eidei Mesira Karsi, will always need witnesses to see the Maisa Kinyan. Rabbosai, who could explain to me just Poshup Shad and Taisis' words? V'chein shtar manaskar shtar mecher shuhu lekinyan karka ve'eino l'raya. What does this mean? Shuhu lekinyan karka ve'eino l'raya. Amo klum l'Rabbi Lazar. I will not let you get away without explaining to me every single word in Tosis. What does Tosis mean by this? Just translate every word well. All you have to do, nothing, you don't need to know Rebarach Ber, you don't need to know the Taisa Rush. All you need to know to be able to get to Rebarach Ber, Rebarach Ber is not the goal. The goal, Rebarach Ber is there to help us understand Tosis better. Nu, what's they saying? Every word. Yes, Zach?
And so too by a star Mamas Karka, a star of Matan of giving over land, of or a star Mefer, a star of selling land, Chihula Kinyan Karka, the star itself is to acquire the land. The Enol Araya, it's not a star that's Araya. Like
okay. So number one, I'll get back to you. Tosis is differentiating between a star Kinyan and a star Raya. Right? And Tosis says, when we're talking about a star Kinyan, and it's not Leraya, continue, Enimol Klum
Lerebe Lezer, it doesn't work at all, Lerebe Lezer, Imia Dua, Shalom Ninu Menu, if there were no Enim Asira there, meaning if you know that it wasn't given in front of it.
Very good. So Tosis is Mechadish, and we're going to take this opinion very, very seriously. In fact, the whole sugi is going to open up with an analysis of this Shita. We're going to see that it seems to be a Shita. And that is that according to Rebbe Lazar, just like Rebbe Lazar holds Eidim Mesira Kar, so you need Eidim to witness the Mesiras Get, so too when it comes to Shtar Mamon, you need them to witness the Mesira as well. Okay. Zach, let's just explain a little bit more. Why does Tosis say Ve'eino L'raya? Just to make sure we understand every part of Tosis' words. What does Tosis mean? That's a Shtar Kinyan Ve'eino L'raya.
Meaning a Shtar Kinyan which... So star Raya would be like a star Milveh. So something that you bring up to say that that he gave me money, I owe him money, something like that. In that case, there you don't need Eidim Mesira because there's no...
Very good. Tosis is saying like this, when it comes to Rebbe Lazar, anytime you have a Kinyan, so then the halacha is that you need Eidim Mesira. If, however, the star is only functioning as a raya, we know that Rebbe Lazar holds that Yushtar Eidei Chasim is enough. What's the proof, Zach? Can you prove to me that Eidei Chasim are enough for a raya? Shmuel?
Mishnah Arkos,
okay. Yes? No, you're being fancy. Yosef Chaim becoming too big of a London too fast. No! The Hiskin and Rebbe, the Takana of Tikkun Olam. What do you see from the Takan of Tikkun Olam on Pei Vav Amud Beis that we quote on Gimel Amud Beis? We see that according to Rebbe Lazar, if you have Eidei Chasima as a Raya, that's going to be enough. That's going to be enough. That's okay? Never put the horse before the cart. Yes, it's right. Okay. So that's what... Halavai, those should be all Kal Yisrael's mistakes. You know, that bring a Raya from Lombus is like... He was saying good, but since I first start with the Mishnah. So at the end of the day, that's what Shtar Raya is. Eidei Chasima come. Eidei Chasima will work even according to Rebbe Lazar, but only L'Raya and not L'Kinyan. Anybody need any clarification? Sugi is about to explode, but this has to be clear. Benji, is it something? What's on your mind? Is it clear? Should I say it again? With pleasure. We, according to Rebbe Lazar, we say Eidei Mesira Karsi. Tosas' Shita is that Eidei Mesira Karsi applies with Rebbe Lazar not only when it comes to Get, but even by Shar Shtaros. Says Tosas, not only could Eidei Mesira work, but you need Eidei Mesira. And without Eidei Mesira on a Shtar Kinyan, it's not going to serve as a valid Shtar Kinyan. And then we just pointed out that when Tos says ve'eino l'raya, that's because if you need a raya, then Eidei Chasima would work. Yeah?
Is there any significance to after the appeal of the boy Eidei Mishas and Sinas Haget? And why does it say like Eidei Mesira? Is there any significance that uses that Lashon and not the other Lashon?
Yes. Emir Tzashem, next week we'll discuss. There is significance. Says Tosos, Miu Yesh L'Chalek. However, we want to differentiate. Dile'inim Mamon. when it comes to money, the Mahanyo Hamdas Baldi Kmei Aidim Dami Kmei Aidim Sagi Beidi Hasima Bamakamodas Baldi. I'm going to translate the words and you're going to tell me what Tosis means. That when it comes to Mamon, Seven Odas Baldin is like 100 Adim. Everybody knows what that term means. And if you don't, always stop me. And that is that once the Baldin says, Amodam Chayiv, and Bezdin hears it, it's as if 100 Adim say that he's Chayiv. So there, something. Avo Bekidushim Egerishin, Lo Mahan Yehodas Baldin. Mishund Mechayiv Lachrini, the Bekidushin Asar Lachrovin, who begerishin asar la'akohen. But gittin and gerishin are different because it's chav la'achrini and odas baldin doesn't work. Tulsus is making a shas assumption, and that is that odas baldin only works, is only significant when your admission is not at the expense of somebody else. And then your admission is considered like 180. So if I admit I owe $100, it's at the expense of nobody. If I admit that I owe Shimon, so then by definition, Shimon's going to get $100. I'm told him I know. However, when it comes to Gittin and Gerishin, when I admit that I'm Chayiv this woman, so now the truth is that I married this woman, I'm now admitting that I'm Chayiv to her. Chayiv Ksuba. Okay, Yishlo, the Ksuba Erisin is suing. But I'm Chayiv many things to the Yisha. Nevertheless, it's not admissible in Beis Din. The reason why it's not admissible in Beis Din is because now the woman can't marry my brother. And when it comes to Gerishin, if I admit that I divorced the woman, so then she's now going to be Asr al-Kain. So my admission is Chav Lachrini, and Odas Baldin does not work when it's Chav Lachrini. Okay, those are the words of Tosis. So, but what does Tosis mean? Umiu Yeshakhali to Indian Mamun the Mahani Odas Baldin. So my street that's our seen that. What's Tosis doing over here? Miu Yeshakhali. What's Tosis trying to accomplish? Poshib Shah. I translate all the words I explained, I gave all the art scroll background, except the punchline. What's Tosis doing? Yes, Shalom?
Between Yerzi Mamun and Gershik.
Very good. That what?
That by Mamun it's okay to use Odas Baldin and by Gershik also.
Great. Great, but not enough. That is, that Tosa says that when it comes to Mamanos, it's different. Hodas Baldin works. When it comes to Gittin Megarit, the Kedushin, so then Hodas Baldin doesn't work. Correct, Shalom. What does this have to do with what Tosa discussed above?
You said Hodas Baldin, so if Hodas Baldin doesn't work, you can't use it.
Wrong. Close, but not correct. Yes, Shmua?
Within Rabbi Elazar, saying the difference, was saying that he's happy with Ede Khatima, the case of the Hadas Baldin, which is by case of Mamon, where Hadas Baldin works. But by cases of Gerushin and Gedushin, you're only happy with Ede Mesira. If Hadas Baldin doesn't work.
Maybe you didn't mean to say Shalom Ede Khatima, maybe you meant to say Ede Mesira. If you meant to say Ede Mesira, then you're right. What did we just get through saying? That Ede Mesira, the halachi is, when it comes to Ede Mesira, you always need Ede Mesira, both by Gittin and Kedushin, as well as by Mama. Because Rabbi Elazar holds Ede Mesira karsi. And therefore, if you want to make a shtar kinyan, you need Ede Mesira. Says Tosos, but wait a second. Maybe the only reason that Rabbi Eliezer requires Ede Mesira is because Hodas Baldin doesn't work. But if Hodas Baldin works, so then you don't require Ede Mesira. Those are the words of Tosis. What does Tosis mean, Shmuel? Why is it that Tosis is saying, no, now I'm being chozer, yesh lechalek. Again, the subject of today is, do you need Ede Mesira by Shtarei Mamon? Of course, this is an extension of Ruma numeral 1. Once we pass like Rebbe Elazar by Shtar Shtaros, boom! So now what do we got? What we got is Rebbe Eliezer who's saying that you need Ede Mesira, that Ede Mesira worked by Shtar Shtaros. Now we have a further question, and that is Ede Mesira Ma'akev? That's the way we say it in the yeshivas. Is Ede Mesira Ma'akev? when it comes to Shtar Shtaros. So Tosus in the first day, I'll prove to you why I can call it the first day. That's how our Messiah has it to read Tosus. Tosus in the first day holds that yes! Comes along, tells us in the Mio Yesha Chalek, says, no, Eid Mesir is not Makiv. Why? Because when it comes to Hodas, there we're going to say, Hodas Baldin, by Mama. By Gittim and Kiddush, you don't have Hodas Baldin. Mazel Tov Shmuel. So what? What does that have to do with it? Whether it's Makiv? I thought you were going to ask what Mazel Tov means. But was Ma'akev be? Do you need Eidei Mesir for a Shtar Kinyan? So it says Tosfos, based on what you just said, what you explained to me correctly in Tosfos, you don't need Eidei Mesir. What does that have to do? Ma'in Shemitah Yitzhar Sin. Just tell me Pashim Shad and Tosfos. So this is a classic case. You could be the biggest Lamedan in the world. You could be very bright. But 70% of Havana is often knowing the Gemaras. You could throw out a Svara, and you might hit the jackpot in the Svara. Or, you don't have to guess what the Svara is, you have to slowly go through Shas, and eventually you'll know what Tosis means. That's the other way. I recommend the second way, not the first way. Slowly. And then we're going to have to understand deeper and deeper what's going on over here. But what's the... So in a way, I'm asking you to guess a Svara of the Gemara. If you didn't know the Gemara, so it's hard to know what Tosis is saying. But I did put the Gemara in the Mar Mekomis. So I'm going to be tough on you because of that reason. I'm asking for a Gemara. I'm asking for your Havana in the Gemara. Let me repeat what we're struggling with right now. We figured out Pashat Pshat and Tosis' words. But even after we figured out the Pshat and Tosis' words, the logic is still elusive. Before we get to the omic of the lomdus of what's going on over here, just the pshat, the real pshat in Tosfos, we could repeat what Tosfos said without really understanding what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos says like this. He says that even though we pass like Rebbe Lazar by Shar Shtaros, and Rebbe Lazar holds Eidei Mesira Karsi, and that means that if you only have Eidei Chasim on again, it would not be kosher. And even though we hold the Rebbe Elazar holds his halacha like even by Shar Shtaros, and we paskin like him, nevertheless, if you have a Shtar Kinyan without Eidei Mesira, it'll still be kosher according to Rebbe Elazar. Why? Because Hodas Baldin's Kameidim comes to Mamon and not by Gittim and Kedushin. So what's the pshat? So the answer is, I don't want to take your guessing unless you, because I'm not interested in guessing. We got to get to Chazal already. Anybody has an idea based on the Gemara? This is a case where, for some reason, the printer didn't do what he normally does beautifully, and that is, he didn't give us the Gemara. He does not quote the Gemara. He doesn't tell us. Mesoras HaShas does not. The Oz Vahadar might. Sarsa Shas does not. So
it's under.
Okay, so go to the Oz Vahadar play games with things. You should know that Sarsa Shas was written by a Godel B'Torah of Yeshaya Pick. The Oz Vahadar is a later edition for people who are not in the league of Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. For some reason, the printer didn't put in over here in the Makar. This is based on the Gemara in Kedushin and Asamachay in the Pick. The Gemara that we read before. That Gemara, could anybody explain? Oh, you know what? We didn't finish the Gemara. That's why we can't explain. We said that the halacha is that when it comes to Kedushin, it could very well be that it's a double repulsion when it comes to the Kaddish Beidah, but it's not going to work. Says Rav Papa, I know why you, Rav Kahana, hold that this is the halacha. Is Rav Ashi here? Bedas Rav Papa. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kana. You guys have the Gemara? My daitach. What's your shita? The Yalfis Dover Dover Mimamam. Parallel to Tosas Nitmu. Ima lahalon. Hodas Baldin Kameidim Dami. Afkan Hodas Baldin Kameidim Dami. Now let's understand that Kasha. What the Gemara is asking is as follows. If the halakha is that when it comes to mammon, you don't need eidim, and if somebody walks into Bezdin and he's moda, then he's chayiv money. So what happens if I and my wife walk into Bezdin and are moda that we're married to each other? So who says you need to eidim? You're saying you learn davar davar mi mammon. Davar davar mi mammon is true. If you want to prove with eidim, you need to eidim. But at the same time, also das baldin works. And therefore, who says you always need eidim for getting the kedushin? Amar lei. So Rav Kahana responds, Hasam lo kachayiv la'achrini, hacha kachayiv la'achrini. Taisis is not making up his own svara. Taisis is quoting the Gemara in Kedushin, Samachayim Ebeis. Whatever the svara in the Gemara is Taisis' svara. And all of Eidus is dependent on these lines. Rav Tzais learned it one way. Rav Chaim learned it another way. All of it depends on how you read these lines. What are these lines in Gemara? So Tulsa says like this. However we're going to be magdir, however we're going to characterize it, there is a yesod gadol that differentiates between mammon and getta v'kedushin. When it comes to mammon, so then you don't always need eidim. It's all das baldin. And when it comes to getta v'kedushin, you always need eidim. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Rav Kahana teaches us. And the simple pshat in the Gemara is that Rav Kahana is the one who wins this argument and says that you always need to aid him for getting the Kiddushin. Im kainim advarim. That Rav Kahana is correct and you always need to aid him for getting the Kiddushin. That the Gemara is giving us a yesod gadol about stand up. Is giving us a yesod gadol about the difference between Gittin v'kedushin and Shtarei Mammon. That when it comes to Gittin v'kedushin, you always need Eidim. By Shtarei Mammon, you don't. Hodas Baldin works. You know the easiest way to explain this Gemara? Our Messiah from Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim was basing it on generations upon generations, but like Reb Shechter said, that sometimes it took the Beis HaLevi 15-20 lines to say. Reb Chaim said it in a more succinct way. These terms are extremely important. In our Messiah, the way to be Masbir the Gemara is Eidus Lekiyam Adavar versus Eidus Lebirur Adavar. Eidus Lekiyam Adavar means an Eidus to effect the action. The action does not take effect unless they're Eidim. By the way, this is the most important Yisod in Halacha Lamaisa for Kedushin. And that is, at the end of the day, someone told me, that he realized that his wife's mother had a short marriage before her second marriage when she was born. And he started looking into it, and there was no get. That means she was an Ashes Ish. And his wife is a product of that. So they went back to the wedding video, and they saw that the Eidim at the first marriage, the rabbi wasn't the kosher rabbi. He said there was the policy was that they didn't even use, they used Beshita. One man and one woman for the Eidus. Baruch Hashem, thank God for feminists, right? So now his wife is not a mamzer. Now, if Hadas Baldin would work, she was sitting at the dining room table, his mother-in-law, and she said, yeah, I had a gunshot marriage. It worked for a month, and then we got divorced. And he said, and the son-in-law asked, what about the get? He said, nah, we didn't do any get. She didn't work. She wasn't religious. Hodas Baldin's Kamei Eidim Dami. But we paskin that you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. And since you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, this Gemara saves us in many, many, many instances. That you need Eidim, Kasher Eidim to effect Kiddushin, and that woman was not married. The woman was not married. Nachzor L'Inyanenu. So now we have a Yisod. Kiddushin and Gerushin, in order for the work, you need Kiyum HaDavar. In contrast to when it comes to Mamanos, no, Das Baldins Kimei Eidim Dami. And so what do you have? The event takes place without the Eidim. Kedushin doesn't take place without Eidus. Gerushin doesn't take place without Eidus. And therefore, says Tesvis, I'm borrowing from that Gemara, that's the difference between Rebbe Lazar by Mamon and Rebbe Lazar by Gittim Kedushin. Rebbe Lazar holds the Eide Mesiras Ma'akev when it comes to what? When it comes to Gerushin. However, when it comes to Mamanos, then you don't need Eidim Mesira. And therefore, Abosai would, according to this Mila Yesh L'Chalek, would you be able to have a shtar, according to Rebbe Lazar, without Eidim Mesira? When it comes to Mamanos, what's the answer? Yes, because when the Gemara gives the answer of Chav L'Achrini, the Gemara is teaching us in our Mesira the chiluk between Eidus L'Kim Adar, Eidus L'Bira Adar. And therefore, Rebbe Lazar is going to say what? Rebbe Lazar is going to say that the halacha is that here the shtar is not, the shtar is not, does not necessitate Eidim Mesira. Because you don't even need Eidim Lahafil as Hadavar. That's the yisod of what Tosfos is saying when he says Chav L'Achrini. By the way, this is Parshat Pshat. This is Parshat Pshat. We haven't done anything yet. But that, okay. Now I wanted to do the Tosfos Harash. Then we're going to see that the Tosfos Harash structures Tosfos entirely differently. And the Tosfos Harash does Roman numeral 1 all the way through. And with this, by the way, will be Marviat, something that we struggled with all the way on Sunday. But so far, so good. So far, so good. Parshat Pshat and Tosfos al Mesira same. Okay. Says the Tosfos Harash, let's just see the whole thing where the Tosfos Harash just says everything we said in a much smoother fashion. Because Tosfos is very confusing. Tosfos is Roman number 1, 2, 3, and then somehow he goes back to Roman number 1. So let's just see, just smooth, the Tosfos Harash. The Kaimalon Hilchas HaKavasei Begitin. Mishom the Ayriyacha Begitin Nakegitin. Abu Alacha Kamoso Apishars Kamosha Farish Kama Bezer Hashem. Since we're talking about Gittim, it says Gittim, but we pass like Rabbi Lazar in by Shar Shtaros. Ulefichach Tzarech Lizar Sheidim Mesir Vashas Mesinas Haget. And therefore you should be makpid to have Eidim Mesir of Bide in the Sinas Haget. The Inu Karsi. Abu Gavdika Eidim Chasima. Because according to Rebbe Lazar, this is what creates the get. V'imlav eidim mikureshes. Rabosai, do you remember we got stuck between Roman numeral 1 and Roman numeral 2? What's the lefichach from the Pnei Yoshua? I'll just say I'm Eivin Yavin. Yisrael pointed out that according to Tosfos Harash, the lefichach is a lot simpler. All lefichach means is not the whole Torah of the Pnei Yoshua. All lefichach, at least within the Tosfos Harash, is that we just got through saying Kamalon Ilkas Lakavasei Begitin, and therefore you have to be Makbid to have Eidim Mesira, and you baget, and you don't need the whole Hezber, the Pnei Yoshua. If you hold this way baget, therefore you would assume this way Shar Shtaros, and da 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 da. The whole Shnickel Torah, the Pnei Yoshua, is not necessary. The Ulefichach in the Tosfos Harash just means that this that we said Hilchos HaKavaseh Begitin, be very very careful. Sheyem Eidim Mesira B'Shas Nesinas Haget. And then the Tosfos Harash is going to say, and if that's so, then even when it comes to Shtarei Mamon, you should be careful to have Eidim Mesira. And therefore, the Tosfos Harash goes from Roman numeral 1 all the way through to the end of Tosfos without getting stuck on Roman numeral 2 and Roman numeral 3. So the easier Tosfos is actually the Tosa Rush as opposed to the Tosas himself. Continues the Tosa Rush. I'll bring you Rayas that this halacha applies of Eidim Sira, both when it comes to get as well as to Shtari Mamud. And every time you're going to see that there's Eidei Chasima, the Eidei Chasima are just there as a takana ba'alma to make sure that if the Eidim Sira are gone, you have Eidei Chasima as well as a raya. But we paskin that you need Eidei Mesira. And that's what he does, and he brings the rayas, and we're going the raya daf lamed vav, we'll see next week. And then, 12 lines into Tosa Rosh, he said, V'chein shtar matnas karka, o shtar mecher, sadai mechulecha, sadai mesilecha, shu lekinyin karka, eina mo'ilim lo shenasnu bifnei eidei. And the logic would say the same applies when it comes to shtari mamon. And then he says, miu yesh lechalei, yesh lechalei. There's room to differentiate. And he goes on and he gives Tosas' svara that we already saw. Rav Soloveitchik did not have the Tosa Rush, but Rav Soloveitchik read the Tosas well, even without the Tosa Rush. And that is, the Rav taught us that there are two deos amongst the Rishonim. We now have a machlekes rishonim b'das Rav Elazar b'shar shtaros. Does Rabbi Eliezer hold that you need Eidei Mesira when it comes to shar shtaros, and without it, without shtari mamon, it doesn't work? Or no? The halach is that even without Eidei Mesira, shtari mamon will work. Judeus. The Tosa Rosh starts out with a day that says they're exactly the same. And then he says, Mio Yesh L'chalek, that you could differentiate between the two. Rabosai, if you were a betting man, which side would you take if you were trying to figure out what Rabbi Eliezer really held? What would you say? That you, Eidei Mesira is ma'akev by Shtari Mamon, or not? What would you say? Is needed. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you would say no. Why? It's a Mefarish Gemara, right? Tosas brought a riot from a Mefarish Gemara. Let's go a little bit deeper. What's the omek of the Gemara? What's the Gemara's omek? What's the depth over here of that Gemara? The omek of the Gemara of Chav L'Achrini is like this. The Gemara is saying that we see that you don't need Eidim L'Kayim Adavar. You don't need Eidim L'Kayim Adavar. The proof is that Hoda'as Baldin works. Once Hoda'as Baldin works, how could the Yesh L'Chalek say this? How could the Miu say this? How could the Deir Rishon and Tosa Rosh say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you'll need Eidim Mesira? How can you say that you're going to need Eidei Mesira? Where do I say that you need Eidei Mesira? That's only if you have what? That's only if you need to be Mekayim Adavar. But over here you see that's not a case of Koreis because Hodas Baldin works. So what's the pshat in this day? In order to understand this day, this first day of Tosos, in the Tosa Rosh, in order to really begin to understand what's going on in Rabbi Eliezer, we need to ask a very, very basic question in regards to the halach of Eidei Mesira Karsa. Why does Rabbi Eliezer require Eidei Mesira when it comes to Gerushin? Why does Rabbi Eliezer require Eidei Mesira when it comes to Gerushin? If they're Eide Chasima, it doesn't work. Who could tell me why? So the first answer, of course, is Dover Dover Mimama. Right? So that's the Xeris HaKasa that says that you need Eide. But now, if you take a look in the Rambam that we put in the Maram Mekomos, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. Do you mind passing the Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin is very, very clear. This the Briska Rav told Rav Baruch Ber is the way Rav Chaim learned, and Rav Soloveitchik also didn't say this over in the name of the Briska Rav. Rav Soloveitchik said this over in the name of Rav Chaim. So it's corroborated from two different places. Uminayin, the Rambam writes, Uminayin sheyitnenu lo b'pneid. How do I know that the get has to be given in front of Eidim according to Rav Elazar? Harei u omer al pishnayim Eidim o shlosh Eidim yokum davar. So the Rambam starts off the Tzera Shava davar davar mimamam. And then he adds, V'i efshar shetiyya zoy hayoyim erva v'habo ala b'misas bezdin u'machar tiyya mutaris b'lo Eidim. So Rambam doesn't only say al pishnayim Eidim, but the Rambam adds I efshar shetiyya zo hayom erva. It's not possible that she should be today an erva without Eidim. L'fichach im nasala get beino leveino fil bein echad eina get klal, and that's how we save this Talmud's wife from being a mamzeres. Okay. So now, what emerges like this? What emerges is that according to the Rambam, the halacha is that you need Eidim because of Xeris HaKasav, but the Rambam says it's not possible that she's going to be an Erva Beino Leveino. What's the Rambam referring to when he says it's not possible? The Brisker, the godless of Reb Chaim, like you said from the Beis Halevi, is that Reb Chaim just was pointing out Voshtei. That's how we say in Brisk. Is that a Mazbir Voshtei? All we do is we explain what says. What did Reb Chaim just point out really clearly? What says in Rambam? Rabosa, you tell me. What was that extra line in the Rambam? Ein dover shader v'pachos mishnayim. The Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, Eidim Asira Karsi, but this halacha of Eidim Asira Karsi is Rabbi Eliezer is defining, he's defining what's called the Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. It's not the Eidim on the Shtar, the Eide Chasima, but Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, the Eidim Asira is a Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. That this halacha that we have that says the kasa means this and da 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 da, the whole chagadia, which all started the first day of the Zman, all of that, all of those steps culminate with Rabbi Eliezer learning that you need Eide Mesira, and that requirement of Eide Mesira is a function of Ein Dover Sheber V'Pachas Mishnayim. However, in our Messiah, we also have another understanding of requirement of two Eidim. The other part of the understanding of two Eidim is that two Eidim are based on the notion of a shtar is not called a shtar unless you have two Eidim. It's what Reb Chaim referred to as l'ashvuye shtar. To be called a shtar, you need to have two Eidim. We all know that Eid Echad on a shtar is nothing. So every single time you encounter in Nashim and Nezikin two Eidim, when you're dealing with a shtar, you should have Reb Chaim looking over your head. It's not only Reb Chaim, it's all the Chachmei Masorah. But it's Reb Chaim who said it so clearly. Maybe the Ksais would say it a little different. But that doesn't matter for now. Maybe I'll share with you what I mean by that eventually. that Reb Chaim is standing over our heads, and Reb Chaim is asking the following question. Why do you need these two Eidim? Do you need these two Eidim because it's not called a shtar? The halachos of shtar say, the gzeres hakotzva of shtar is, that it's not called a shtar, which is, again, our Messiah, Das Ham is Chayiv with Eidim. Let's get now say it even better. The way Rav Shachar wanted to say it, what was the exact lashon? The way he corrected Zach, the way he said it even more precisely. Das Ham is Chayiv be'edus shebiksa. Das Ham is Chayiv be'edus shebiksa. That is a shtar. That's Xeris HaKosim. Das Ham is Chayiv be'edus shebiksa. Rav Shachar just wanted to add the word biksa. But it's the same. It was the same thing. I think I remembered it correctly. That's how he said it 12 years ago. Das Ham is Chayiv be'edus shebiksa. So that's how it works. It's Das Ham is Chayiv be'edus shebiksa. Right? What is that requirement of Das Ham is Chayiv be'edus shebiksa? Is the reason why you need to have it is because it's not called a shtar, and we explain the significance of that when we discuss shtaros on Daf Gimel, when we discuss Amar Rish Lakish Eidim Achasum HaShtar Nasa Kimish Nefru Eidusam Bebezdim, or is it because of Eidover Sheber Repachas Mishnayim? So Rabbi Yosheber just took what his grandfather said of Ibidas HaRamba, and he contrasted it to this first day of the Tosas HaRosh, and he understood in Tosas. In Tosas, you could have said, no, Tosas never had such a shita. But in Tosas HaRosh, it seems to be such a shita. And he said that it could very well be that the Yisod HaMachlokis between the Rambam and the Balei Tosas and the two Deos over here in Tosas. In other words, the Rambam's going to be one side, the Rambam's going to be the second day of Tosas, and the first day is going to hold the following. Rabbi Eliezer is mechadish that to be called a shtar, you need to have Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasima is not enough for it to be called a shtar. Show me somewhere in the Torah that it's called a shtar with Eidei Chasima. A shtar kinyan. A shtar raya, you have Yirmiyo Lamed Beis. This is all Tanakh. Shtar raya, we have Yirmiyo Lamed Beis. Kimavur, Bigamarikit, and Dafchav Beis on the base. But that's only a shtar raya. However, when it comes to shtar kinyan, show me a shtar kinyan in the Torah that the chasimas make a shtar. So you know where you go when you wanted to find shtar in the Torah? You go to Gerishin. By the way, Rav Shach did the same thing in a different context. You go to Gerishin. That's where you're going to define a shtar. But in Gerishin, what is Rabbi Eliezer old? You need Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira is Machkev. It's not going to be called a halachic shtar unless you have Eidei Mesira. Comes along the second day of Tosas. The second day says, You're wrong. That's true when it comes to Gerishin. But Gerishin is fundamentally different because Gerishin is Kabla Achrit. I'm sorry, Gerishin is fundamentally different. Yeah, exactly what I said. Gerishin is Kabla Achrit. Since it's Kabla Achrit, so then in such a case, Hodoas Baal Din is not going to work. But if we see that there is Hodoas Baal Din, so when it comes to Hodoas Baal Din, then Shtar Kinyan is an entirely different thing. Gerishin is not in the Doma, Echol HaShemi, it's apples and oranges. That was the Rav's beautiful Hesber. Then, by the way, Rav Baruch Ber, Kimat says most of this also at Yisrael photocopy this in Simen Tezvah from the Brisk Rav. This is the most valuable part that I want to share with you, and now I want to sort of go a step further, and maybe nothing's going to become more confusing. The Yisodos are there, but I want to show you how Rav Soloveitchik claimed that his father explained the second day of Tosos, and I would like to argue something else. But the most important thing right now is what we had up until now. Everybody have that? The two Deos in Tosos, the Machlokis Rambam, and others. The Rambam understands that the whole requirement of Eidei Mesira, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is based on the idea of Ein Davar Sheve'er Hakafas Mishnayim. It's nothing to do with a Hashvoy Shtara. That Rav Baruch Ber quotes from the Brisker Rav also. It's nothing to do with a Hashvoy Shtara. The halacha of a Hashvoy Shtara is a halacha when it comes to Shar Shtaras, maybe there to aid to make the Shtar. But the fact that Rabbi Eliezer requires Eidei Mesira, that's a special halacha in Gittin, which is halacha of Ein Davar Sheve'er Hakafas Mishnayim. But there's another way of understanding it. There's the other way of understanding it is that even when Rabbi Eliezer says Eidei Mesira Karsi, this idea that you and I have always thought that in order for something to be called a shtar, you need Eidei Chasima, right? You need Eidei Chasima to make a shtar work, and that's what's mashve the shtara. That's only Bedas Rabbi Meir. But it could be, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it makes sense. Find me another source. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's not the two Eidim that are signed in the Shtar. That we know Rabbi Eliezer says. Eidim Mesira Karsi means that it's called a halachic Shtar when the Shtar is given over in front of two. If that's so then Shtar Kinyan should be no different than when it comes to Shtar Gerishin. And that's the Hesper. So there are two stages. Number one is, what is the definition of Eidei Mesira? Is it a halach and davar shebe'erva, or is Eidei Mesira the hashvois hashtara? And there's even a step before that, and that is Reb Chaim taught us that when it comes to the two Eidim and the shtar, that's what creates the shtar. And then when it comes to Eidei Mesira, it could be that yesh ladun. Then the Rambam, he differentiates between when you have Eidei Chasima, that Reb Chaim taught us is Lahashvis Ashtarav, but when it comes to Eidei Mesira, that's Halacha Eidei Davar Sheve'erva, Ki Meduyik B'Divrei HaRambam, the Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. But that's the second opinion of Tosas. The first opinion of Tosas is that even when it comes to Shtar Matana, it's not called a Shtar, according to Rabbi Lazar, without Eidei Mesira. That's what turns it into a Shtar. Oh. Now, Ramesha Soloveitchik went a step further, which I think is very mechudosh. Take a look at page Nun Vav. What I just spoke out to you was on Nun Hey. You see, he quotes the name of Reb Chaim. On Nun Vav, he suggests the following from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I think is a tremendous chiddush. This I never encountered in the Masaira, and I had always assumed differently based on Reb Chaim. He says the following: V'hine adiya shneya b'tasas. So we had a second daya who says no, Mammon is entirely different than Gittin v'Kiddushin. So what's that svar? So he says something wild. The Rav was so enamored by Rav Chaim's Hesber that he said even the second day agrees that according to Rav Elazar, the Eidei Mesira create the Shtar. So that's so you should need Eidei Mesira for a Shtar Kinyan. So what's the pshat? We saw the Gemara that says that you need Eidei for Gittin v'Kiddushin. V'nira levar shatzorich le'Eidei l'kiyumei milsa hu shekidei shekiddushin yacholu be'in efshoros levar achar kach al pi'eidei sheikam v'isa kiddushin. He says, you need Eidei l'kiyum ha'milsa, because without it, how are you going to be able to prove it? By tomorrow, Makshishan might die to the Alphas Dabadar Mammon, imal alun ados baldin, avkan ados baldin. And the Gemara answers, chav l'achrini, ha'resh ha'gemara makshish, shalon etzarech, Eidei b'shas ha'kedushin. V'yaski lom ba'odos baldin. The Gemara asks, that why do you need these Eidim? You should rely on ados baldin. V'hagram zatzal, that's Reb Chaim's son, the Rav's father. Heir shagemara kfar kovash v'kedushin v'inan Eidim l'kiyumei milsa. V'al karchach shalodos baldin Mahani l'kiyume milsa. He says that Hodas Baldin even works l'kiyum adocha. Va'av shel maskana svar zudechuya mikol makum hi kayemes b'dine mamonos shodas baldin mahani l'kiyume milsa. What's working over here is that Hodas Baldin works l'kiyum adocha. Val pizeh near the varmasha kasva deyashnia. Shebishtare mamo mahanu eide chasima v'makom odas baldin. Shegavu deyazuba inan eide mamasira l'shviyishtara. V'nirash inyan eide mamasira l'shviyishtara. Ki inyan eide l'kiyu milsa begitu mikedushin. Elo shebimamano skipping a line. Sagi bodas baldin. Reb Meisha Soloveitchik loved this idea so much that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you always need Eidim l'kiyum adavar. But the Gemara says that Hodas Baldin works, and therefore there's no requirement of Eidim, because Hodah will take the place l'kayim adavar. And that's the second day of Tosas. Tosas agrees that when it comes to Shtarei Mamon, you need l'kiyum adavar. But the Hodas Baldin is enough, and the Mela you don't need Eidim. That's how he learned. I never understood the Gemara that way, even in the Messiah of Reb Chaim. I understood, like I explained to you originally, and that is that the Gemara is giving us a Yesod Gadol. And that is that when it comes to Gittim and Kiddushin, you need Eidus L'Kiyum Adol. When it comes to Shtari Mamon, you don't need Eidim L'Kiyum Adover. And you know what the simon is? The proof is? The proof is that Hodas Baldin works by Mamon. And therefore, the second day of Tosos says back, he says, what are you talking about? Yesh L'Chalek, Mil Yesh L'Chalek. When it comes to Hodas Baldin by Mamon, we see that Hodas Baldin works, and therefore you don't need Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar. If you don't need Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar, then it's obvious that Rabbi Eliezer Shita Lahashvos Es Hashtar does not apply when it comes to Dinei Mamono. Why? Because we see you don't need L'Kiyum Adavar when it comes to Mamonos. And therefore Rabbi Eliezer Shita of Eidim Asira making the Shtar only applies to Gittim and Kedushin. It doesn't apply to Shtarei Mamon. While the second day, that's the second day. Again, I'll say it again. That the second day is of the opinion that La Shvuye Shtara only applies, L'Kiyum Adavar, L'Kiyum Aget, only applies to Gittim and Kedushin. And the proof is that you don't need their Eidim when it comes to Mamon. Because Hodas Baldin is Kimei Eidim Dami. That's the response. So now let me read my Lomdus into the Minei Ubei of Tosis. Tosis reads like this: V'chein shtar matnis karko shtar mecher shul dekinyin karka ve'enu l'raya enu mol klum l'Rebbe Eliezer l'Rebbe Lazar im yadu ha'shalon asnu b'fnei Eidim. If we know that it wasn't given in front of Eidim, it's not going to work at all. Why? Because in order for it to be called a shtar according to Rebbe Eliezer, Reb Chaim taught us v'ashvuyei shtara, you need Eidim asira. And if that's so then the first day of holds, the same will apply to Shtarei Mamon. Miu yesh l'chalek. But then Tosa says, no, that svara that it's there, la shvuye shtara, is only by Gittim and Kedushin. Why? Because as the Gemara said, there it's Eidus l'kiyum adavar. But when it comes to Mamonos, you don't need Eidim to effect in a kinyan. How do we know it? We know that when it comes to Mamonos, the Eidim are there, Labirur Adavar, because Hodas Baldin is Kimei Eidim Dami. So obviously you don't need the Eidim to affect the Kenyan. If that's so then Rabbi Eliezer is not going to hold that you need Eidim to witness the Mesiris Hashtar when it comes to Mamon. Miu Yesh L'chale, Til Inyin Mamon Da'am Ahani Hodas Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami. Sagi Be'edei Chasim Mokom Hodas Baldin. Eidei Chasim are going to work Aval b'kedusha b'gerish lo ma'anya da'as baldin. Hoda'as baldin doesn't work. And that becomes a simin that you need eidei mesira. Without it, it's not going to be called a shtar. But when it comes to mamonos, of course it'll be called a shtar. How did the first day read the Gemara? First day also knows the Gemara's text. What was the first day going to say? Isn't the Gemara saying that Hodas Baal Din works by Mamnus, and therefore Mamnus is fundamentally different? Eidus by Mamnus is only Labira Dover, it's not with Kiyume Milsa. So Mirtz Hashem will try to answer that on Sunday. Our game plan for Sunday is as follows. We're going to finish up this sugya. We are going to go to Roman number 2 and then Roman number 3. I gave Yisrael the questions, and I explained to him the questions. There are 5 questions. They're in Hebrew. Maybe if I could ask, we didn't photocopy it, right? We don't have a photocopy. Do we have it, the questions? Oh, they're photocopied already. You know what, Rabosai? To make things easier for you, let me read them right now. Yisrael, I read them for Yisrael. Let me read them very quickly. Pass them out quickly, please. Okay. Question number 1. First of all, there are 5 questions. If you answer 4 out of 5, you can still get 100. And within question number 5, there is also another extra credit. So if you answer number 5, and you don't answer, let's say 4, and I think it's a straightforward test, and I want it back from you, Be'ezer Hashem,